Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw yesterday that Chris Conley retired from the NFL and he's going to work on some of his filmmaking stuff, which is always kind of important to him.
One of the most intelligent individuals we've ever had a chance to talk to. Like, truly, like, unbelievable. Like, very super smart guy.
Yeah, very smart, very thoughtful, had a passion for other things, which I always appreciate people, even in a hyper-focused thing like football or baseball or this other stuff. He had started talking about the filmmaking stuff. I remember talking about him when he was a rookie in Kansas City. He also is the recipient of a pass that most people attribute to. They knew when Mahomes was going to be that dude.
Yeah, true.
Was a Chris Conley reception. So, like, you know, he's got kind of a soft spot, I think, for some Chiefs fans. But it had me thinking more about what it realized is 95% of Patrick Mahomes' career is built, thrown to dudes like Chris Conley's level, way more than the top end of the market wide receiver chain. Think about how few top end, like top 30, let's say, wide receivers in the NFL he's thrown to in his career. I think the answer might only be one. I think it might only be Tyreek Hill. Maybe Rashee Rice has a chance to do that. Maybe Worthy has a chance to do that. They're not top 30 wide receivers in the NFL right now. The only top 30 guy at the time in which they were playing, he has thrown to, not DeAndre Hopkins, he doesn't count. At the time they were on the team as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, is Tyreek Hill. His entire career is littered with a lot of Chris Conley's, DeMarcus Robinson's, Sammy Watkins, old DeAndre Hopkins, whatever. That tends to be a huge chunk of his weapon base. And it just had me wanting more just thinking about Chris Conley, because that feels like every wide receiver he's had.
Yeah, he's had a lot of middle of the road type of wide receiver talent. I think a lot of people would push back on, like, oh my gosh, he's never had weapons. They would say, well, he's had maybe the greatest tight end in NFL history as essentially his wide receiver one most of the years in his career. That's what people would say. We're trying to narrow it down. I get it, to wide receivers, not just passing options.
Because he's
had
tight end one. Yeah, I got it. You're right.
Because he definitely has that. That's what probably has allowed them to have success too, and how they've pivoted. But you're, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster's, the Sammy Watkins, guys that have a nice careers, but nobody thinks they're the best of the best at their particular position. I would also say that Rashee Rice is the only guy on the roster currently that has a chance to elevate enough at some point in his career to be considered a top 30 wide receiver.
I wouldn't rule it out. But yeah.
I like Xavier Worthy quite a bit. I just think what Worthy and has been able to do, to this point has been still a very, very small sample size. And it's not like Rice is a huge sample size, but at least it was a full season. Worthy was really a half a season, if we're being realistic. Yeah, and there was bright spots. And I know we all saw the Super Bowl, and that's what you're dreaming of, the production that he got in the fourth quarter, not what happened in the game, but his production in the fourth quarter. You know, you're like, okay, wow, okay, this is the connection. I totally get that. Rashee Rice, though, his ability in space to get open, find the spot in the zone, kind of like Travis Kelce has had success throughout his career. It's why Rice was taking over that kind of role until he got hurt. That's what gives me the confidence that if anybody on the wide receiver room could end up being considered a top 25, top 30 receiver in the league in the next year or two, Rice to me is the answer for that.
So we know Travis Kelce's went out to look it up because him and Patrick Mahomes passed Gronk and Tom Brady or whatever at some point for like combo between tight end and wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, so Travis Kelce's number one tight end, but let's just say wide receivers. It's Tyreek Hill. It's not close, I don't think. Who's the second best wide receiver he's ever thrown to?
Sammy Watkins, probably.
Sammy Watkins? That's two?
Or Rice. Or Rice right now.
And Rice, that's just like an incomplete grade in a lot of ways. I'm not saying it can't be.
Doesn't it have to be Sammy Watkins then?
If we're going off stats alone, McCole Hardman is higher on the list than Sammy Watkins is.
For total receiving yards he's gotten from the guy?
For all-time receiving yards with the Chiefs, which is a... So Sammy Watkins played from 18 to 20.
Yeah, McCole's been playing for 5 years.
McCole was 19 to 24, but... I mean, obviously, yeah. You know, some
I would say from
there.
A true, like, just
talent
knowing
standpoint,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, I think Sammy would be number
Sammy
two.
Sammy was still in an effective, like, he was still an effective NFL wide receiver. But again, he wasn't one of the 30 best guys in the league. 30 best. I put a pretty low standard on that. That's what really stood out, again, about, like, doing that mental exercise is 30 best means you just have a true number one. And so, like, you're right. Yeah. Rasheed is probably.
And that's what's tough. It's tough to have this convo, though, because. With we all know Travis Kelce essentially has been wide receiver one every year since Tyreek Hill left.
It does kind of give the organization a pass on. Otherwise, I do think we'd be more critical of Brett Veach and be like, hey, you even looking for a wide receiver for the guy? But because he's had Travis Kelce.
And they've spent draft capital over the last couple of years on
sure,
wide receiver.
That probably because they know Travis Kelce's ending, you know, he's getting close to the end of his his NFL career. And so if he's starting to get close to that, you know, you start wondering whether or not, you start figuring out, I guess, which players you're going to do that. You're looking in search for that. Rasheed Rice has definitely got the best chance to do that. Top 30 is, again, a pretty low bar we're asking for. But, yeah, it just made me realize that Chris Conley's, DeMarcus Robinson's, that has been a huge chunk of his career. And I don't even know what that would compare, like, to Tom Brady. He didn't have, like, he had Randy Moss, but.
That was only for what?
A lot of his were Wes Walkers and stuff.
Strongly disagree with the text line that one text says D-Hop is the second best receiver the Chiefs have had in there. I totally disagree. D-Hop 5 years ago would have been by far the answer. Not last year. Absolutely.
He couldn't stay on the field.
Absolutely not. He barely was on the field. They barely used him. Clearly, he's not what he was 4 years ago, and that's it catches up to everybody. There's no way you can say D-Hop last season. Not we're not saying which wide receiver had the best career in their entire career that's been in the room.
Then it's DeAndre Hopkins.
That's the DeAndre Hopkins, clearly number two.
He'd be number one. Yeah, he'd be ahead of Tyreek Hill.
He would, just in terms of production. That's not the question, though. So, when they were playing on the Chiefs, what did you consider them as? And D-Hop, you cannot say. By that standard, D-Hop's not even higher. If we're being honest, D-Hop, in the time that Mahomes had receivers, D-Hop's below McCole Hardman, below Juju Smith-Schuster, just in terms
he's
of
below Justin Watson,
not
maybe.
Only production, but truly like what we saw. There was one great game from D-Hop. It got us all excited. I thought he was going to do more, and he didn't. But D-Hop is not.
If we're going off talent alone, I feel like it's without question Tyreek Hill, Rasheed Rice, and Xavier Worthy, 1, 2, and 3. I kind of agree. Talent
honestly.
And just what he's had.
Talent at the time they were on the roster. Yeah. Sammy probably makes an argument to crack into that list, but he's the only other one that probably even makes the list.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.